Welcome to the AdTech Forum. This five-part series on supply is brought to you by Cadent. We're excited to get this episode started with our next guest, Kyle Turner.
Kyle Turner brings a decade of expertise to the advertising technology sector, having worked extensively in both the buy side and sell side. This dual perspective gives Kyle unique insights into the industry, fueling his passion for transforming challenges into opportunities that enhance the programmatic ecosystem for everyone. Kyle currently works at Philo, a CTV streaming service, where he is the director of ad product strategy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me today.
We're excited to have you, Kyle.
For sure.
Kyle, we're going to get this started. What measures do SSPs employ to ensure brand safety across their inventory? And how do these efforts really impact the overall ad tech ecosystem that we're in?
Yeah. So what's interesting is I should first mention, I don't work with an SSP. So my recommendation and answers here come from a publisher side perspective. But with that said, conversations with brand agencies, SSPs, DSPs, whoever it may be within the chain, have proved that just the term brand safety is different depending on who you're talking to or the group of individuals that you're talking to. And how we like to think of this is brand safety is best viewed through the lens of the actual advertiser itself. As an example, when thinking about brand safety, I always go back to the idea of a piece of user-generated content on a social media platform. A brand is going to be concerned about the content that their ad runs next to, and as such, they should. And so brand safety through the lens of them is always interesting to think about. That said, I do see advertisers caring about a few items that, like, I can definitely call out in order. One of them being fraud-free supply. Obviously, a very important topic in the industry. An advertiser's asking, did my ad run on a reputable publisher? Was the property I expected it to? Those are really important to an advertiser. They want to know that the ad was actually run somewhere where it could be seen on a true publisher. The quality of supply is extremely important. What is the content of my ad running on? Is it on a page or a pod on like a CTV service that I know of? And like, what is that? What is the actual content that it's playing with? Audience accuracy. Who's seeing the ad? And is the audience that I targeted within the campaign setup, are they actually getting the ads that I want them to see? Two more things, competitive separation. So what other ads are on the page or brands are on the page? So it's either on the page level or in CTV. It could be what's in the pod that's also running with my ad. Extremely important for an advertiser to understand. And lastly, frequency capping is really important to advertisers, or should be, to make sure, was my ad being seen by just a couple users hundreds of times, or were the strict FCAPs that I put in place actually being adhered to?
You touched on a lot of really important topics that we obviously discuss often, both on this series and others. Frequency capping, user experience, the audience, and the importance, content. These are all fantastic points that you've made, Kyle. How do you feel an SSP in particular can help in assisting some of these challenges and maintaining that brand safety standard?
Sure. So, specific, if I start at like fraud-free supply, obviously there's standards and initiatives that have been put forth within the industry, thinking of things like ads.txt, appads.txt, sellers.json. Those items are areas that SSPs can help both sides. They can help publishers, set up these means to show transparency, understanding what is true supply and what could be fraudulent supply. And on the other side, it's like everything in this industry, it's an education piece where SSPs can go to advertisers and brands and explain to them, like, here's a way for you to understand what you should be buying and how to understand what is real and what's not, essentially. So SSPs sit in that really interesting space.
From a publisher's perspective, how do you think you could work more closely with an SSP, you or other publishers also could work more closely with SSPs to, you know, safeguard and protect advertising dollars from funneling towards fraudulent inventory?
Oh, for sure. And this is just truly about communication. I think that publishers need to understand that while programmatic at the end of the day is just a bunch of machines talking to each other, there's a very large human element to this that needs to be thought of and continually worked on. I just mentioned education. I think that there's education in both directions. It's that a publisher can talk to an SSP and then go even further and explain to them, here's my supply, here's who I sell it through. And that's great. You're talking to humans, you're explaining that. But again, going back to the idea, it's still algorithms talking to each other and machines talking to each other. And we have to make sure that there are those clear signals. So my human to human contact and my human to human conversation should lead to then all of these initiatives like ads.txt, for instance, right? I'm going to mention a lot, but for that to be set up correctly on my end, and I've worked with the publisher to make sure that like things are set up, and that comes back to just overall communication between all sides. And without that, I don't think we're going to be able to reach a place that brands ultimately will be comfortable unless we've all come forward together.
I love how you're talking about communication right now, Kyle. When you think about it, what role do transparency and accountability play in building trust, actual trust, between advertisers, publishers, and SSPs?
Got it. So going back to just overall communication, it goes without saying that transparency and accountability play a huge role in building trust in a very like convoluted programmatic chain, correct? And like I was saying, communication between all parties, it's key to ensuring brand safety concerns are dealt with prior to a lot of these campaigns going live. So just as I had mentioned, it starts with just talking to people, to talk to a brand and say, what is your brand safety concerns? For me, then I can go back to an SSP and say, all right, so this brand is looking to make sure that they have these signals being passed. I, as a publisher, can send them. I have to go through you, SSP, whoever you may be. Can you confidently be sure that you're going to be passing these signals down to them so they feel safe enough and confident enough that they have that transparency they need to then respond to that? And obviously, that's how the campaign would run. I would say that publishers have been put under a microscope in recent years. And as such, there's like transparency tools have been created. I'm going back to as.txt again, and so is that JSON. These tools have been beneficial in building trust, but it should also, I also do want to mention that with this, with the idea of increased transparency and more trust, I do feel that this should lead to higher CPMs for not only validated inventory, but we're also validating audiences now as well. So putting that premium on transparency and accountability provides an incentive for more publishers to come forward and actually strive to do what maybe early adopting publishers have done, is to make sure that, okay, I'm going to make sure I send all the correct signals. I'm going to make sure that everything looks clean in terms of how the two systems talk to each other. But I want to make sure that there is incentive for individuals to do so. This industry started as, if you recall, like many people would call it the Wild Wild West. Some may continue to call it that, but I do feel that we've made huge, huge strides in kind of corralling that down. Pun not intended on that. But at the same time, I would say it's really, really key that we learn from, I don't want to say mistakes, but maybe just concerns that we've had in the past. And as we move forward into either cleaning up just overall, maybe digital supply, and then as we even get to new mediums, is to learn from that. And one of the things is that I don't want to get into a race to the bottom. I want to make sure that publishers are essentially incentivized. And a way to do that is to say, hey, publisher, you're doing a great job. I feel confident with you. And with that, because you've proven all of this, an advertiser should be willing to come forward and put a higher CPM against that. So I think that's really important. So overall, I think my message is that I'm happy that the demand side is and should continue to demand quality. At the same time, I would say they also should be willing to pay for that as well.
You provided an incredible insight today, Kyle, and you know, from both the publisher perspective, SSP perspective, and what we need to do to collaborate as as an industry altogether to ensure that brand safety. This actually brings us to an end of this episode of the Ad Tech Forum, sponsored by Kadant. We've covered a wide range of topics with our guest, Kyle Turner. Stay tuned for future episodes, and please follow us on LinkedIn and YouTube. Thank you, Kyle and Jeremy, and see you all next week.